Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code DKHOOPS. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code DKHOOPS, only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Hey, y'all, we're talking about the return of the big man. Some incredible scoring performances and skill league-wide and the dopest things in the NBA. With our guest today, Megan Gailey, I'm Miles Gray.
I'm Jack O'Brien.
And this is Miles
and Jack
Got Mad Boosties.
Miles, should we get right into it? How are you? We have a basketball podcast now.
Yes.
That's exciting.
The number one rated basketball podcast, I believe.
Number one rated pod as well.
A podcast as well.
Yeah. Well, we are thrilled to be joined by a brilliant and talented comedian.
Yes.
And a diehard Indiana Pacers fan.
Yes.
It is Megan Gailey!
Megan!
Wow. Hi, guys.
What's up?
How are you, Megan?
I'm good.
Yeah.
We were so excited to be able to have you join one of our early episodes. You are one of the hardest of core basketball fans that we know. And also, you are 9 months pregnant. Is that something you're talking about?
I'm 9 months pregnant. Yeah, people know.
Yeah.
I'm 9 months pregnant. The baby has so much Pacers gear. It was really funny because, like, when we first found out, the first two things my husband, CJ, bought, who's also a huge NBA fan, was a Lakers onesie and a Pacers onesie. And the Pacers onesie came immediately. Like, they were like, we got a new fan. Ship it. And the Lakers onesie, I think, is not even here yet. Like, they're like, we'll get to it when we get to it.
I remember getting like a robe for my friend's baby, like a Laker robe, because I was also be like, I must inoculate the child with the Laker fandom. And it was like 7 weeks past when the gift would have been appropriate.
When
and
he
I
could
seemed
wear
like,
it.
Yeah, I was like, it seemed like I was lying when I was like, I got you a gift. It's like back ordered.
Yeah.
And I'm like showing up empty handed and stuff. And I'm like, don't worry, it's on its way.
No, it's time sensitive with these little babes. And our little babe, his middle name is actually going to be a former Pacers player's first name. We are
named Meta?
Yeah, Meta.
Oh, amazing.
Meta, yeah. No, I'll give you a hint. It's a former, my husband is he's a front runner. He has no loyalty. It's truly shocking I even married him. But he's a Lakers fan now, grew up a diehard Bulls fan in Erie, Pennsylvania, whatever.
Okay.
It's a player who was on the Pacers who then was on the Bulls.
I share that journey with him, by the way. I feel like a lot of people in the 90s, for some reason, I don't know, there was something about the Bulls that was just like,
I didn't do it. I said, I was born here. This is who I root for.
Yeah.
Okay.
I like that look.
As a
how do you balance that too when you raise a child? Because I feel like usually one parent is like, I don't care if they're the fan of this team, but you're going into this both parents, both having their own team, and you're starting a family. Mm-hmm. How do you even balance the influence of one parent to be like, are you like low key being like, check out these highlight tapes, check out these ones?
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, I can be brainwashing him right now because I'm the only one spending time with him. So I definitely will whisper to him sometimes, don't trust your father. But CJ was like, okay, so he'll be Pacers, Bulls, Lakers. And I go, no, you can pick a team and I'll pick a team and then we'll see where the cards fall. Right. We're both all in on him loving Ja Morant. Like, yes. I think that will line up.
So you're a good parent.
I think that will line up timing wise. It's like LeBron's going to be a grandfather by the time this Bebe is aware. So I'm like, okay, he'll be a Ja fan. I love Zion. This baby is very big, 99th percentile. So wow. It's a little Zion. So I think we're going to be player forward. And then I have a feeling since we live in Los Angeles, he's probably going to like the Lakers. And that's okay. And I'll go, but you know what? You can have an Eastern Conference team too. And if he does not pick the Pacers as that team, I'll go, you cannot have an Eastern Conference team.
Unfortunately, that privilege has been revoked.
But like when people are like, you're sports fans, like someone gave us a Carmelo Knicks onesie and it's like there's not a world where my dad will let him wear this, like it's not just like any team will do, it's like there are kind of like strict, but I'm like, I guess if I take him to New York and he's 9 months, then he can wear this little, because it's they're all so cute,
right?
They're all so funny and cute that I'm gonna be hard pressed, but he's got a pretty sick sneaker collection.
Amazing.
Already.
Like, that's an interesting question. Like, Ja, obviously, but like, the league is like moving so fast.
Man. Yeah.
Like,
I
don't know. That's something that we're going to end up talking about is, you know, our super producer Jabari was asking the question, like, has the league ever been this young and skilled? Like, and I feel like a big part of that is like the young folks coming in and like being so good so quickly. I was even thinking about like Trey and Luka this is only their fourth season. But like,
I mean, Melo feels old in a way. I went to Purdue and I love Jaden Ivey. And I think there's a chance he may end up being drafted by the Pacers if they have any idea what's good for them. And so I have friends that are already like, I'm going to get Pacers season tickets. And I've never done that. And if he becomes sort of the new Ja Morant, I think he probably ends up being like a little bit less of a personality, but he has modeled his hair and his game. And his mom was a Grizzlies assistant. And he said he followed every single thing Ja Morant did. Like, what he ate, how he walked, what he was wearing. Like, he loves him too. That I'm like, we're now getting little carbon copies of these young guys too.
And even old carbon copies. Like, I don't know if you can see my eyebrow, but I'm pulling the Jaw eyebrow look.
Oh, yeah, you're doing the, which is a throwback to when we were in high school, for sure.
Yeah, unfortunately, I just look like old Vanilla Ice. But the first thing that we like to ask you, Megan, what is the wildest thing you've ever seen somebody do on a basketball court?
I got to go Reggie.
Mm-hmm.
He's my team's patron saint. But we have a onesie of this, and it's, oh my gosh, so special. When I opened it, I started to cry. And it is the X's and O's breakdown of Reggie scoring 8 points in 8.9 seconds on a onesie.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, that was, I remember being in maybe think fifth grade and watching that and not believing that someone could like so energetically just be like, I have to score 8 points right now.
Yeah.
And like just the sheer will, especially that second three that he hits, you're like, oh, okay, this is This is something that we're seeing that's superhuman.
Yeah.
Houston and Utah tied at two early. We'll be going there at the conclusion of this game.
They're already talking about the game being over.
I know.
Actually, that is short of the record for both teams.
Everybody knows they're going to try and get it to Reggie.
And he got it.
Nothing. He don't
quick
care.
Pop. Yeah.
And it's 105-102. And a steal. Oh. Miller retreats.
Same place.
Woo! Yeah, right back to the same place. And the footwork to like back up that quickly.
He's just so cool and fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just an ultimate showman.
And is this where he did the choke? That
was the year before.
That was the year before.
Like, and the choke is. I honestly asked CJ if we could have a mural of the choke in the baby's room. And he was like, you know, babies choke sometimes.
Right. Right.
So maybe we shouldn't. I was like, fair.
Just have that haunting image of a Reggie Miller like over your child. Like,
but him doing the choke was definitely in their mind as they were trying to inbound the ball, you know?
It's truly written like Shakespeare, you know, like we're all in the entertainment biz. It's like just that's why that 30 for 30 is so good, because it has like a true arc. And then, you know, the Bulls obviously come in and ruin everyone's fun. It's so weird to me too, when people will be like, you didn't grow up a Bulls fan. And I'm like, you don't understand what I had right in my backyard.
Right.
And Reggie lived in the same neighborhood and lived down the street from my friend. Like, it was like, we saw him. Like, he was tangible in the 90s in Indianapolis. And to me, there was no one bigger.
Right. And to have moments like that be part of your history, like, that doesn't make you be like, yeah, I'm open to another team later on.
Get out
you
know of what here. I mean?
Yeah. When you see, like, someone literally just looking Spike Lee in his eyes and just being like, you know what? I'm just going to make this the worst night for you. In the front row, like, here, let me just do that.
And I didn't even really know or like Trae Young that much, but to see someone do to that crowd and be like, because it's not hate. I think there's genuine respect there of like how it's like made me love Trae Young.
Well, let's talk about Trae, because he is one of the players who is putting up big numbers. Let's take it back to March. Okay, like mid-March, and we had Big Cat putting up 60.
Towns shoots it again. That time he's got it. 60 for Karl Anthony Towns.
What a night.
Yeah, the skill of Karl Anthony Towns is off the charts.
That's actually rarer than I thought. There have been like 314 no-hitters in the history of baseball, and I think...
Really? That many?
Yeah. And like Cat became, I think, the 31st person to score 60 plus in a game. Wilt did it like every other game. So the number of times it was done is not all that impressive. Wilt scored it 32 times. Kobe did it 6 times. Harden did it 4.
32 times.
32, dropping a cool 60 on him. But yeah, I don't know. The Cat game was awesome, because I feel like he's flown a little bit under the radar prior to this season. And, you know, now we're starting to see him start to feel himself a little bit, where he's like, no, I'm the best shooting big man in the history of the game. Did you not realize that?
Also, do you want me to win the three-point contest too?
Yeah.
He says that with confidence now too.
Yeah, and you look at the stats and he's got, you know, comparable to better numbers than Dirk in like a lot of respects for when it comes to shooting. And his shot isn't like as picture perfect as Dirk's was, I feel like. So I don't know. I think that probably has something to do with it. But this is just fun to see. It's also fun to see there's a clip where he finds out after the game that he put up 32 in the third. He's like, I put up 32 in the third? Wow. Yeah. That's a lot of points for a single quarter, right? Like, am I making that up?
32 points. How did you take over responsibility to put this team on your back in that frame? 32 in the third quarter.
Damn.
All right.
I love him. And I think it's like, you know, I live in Los Angeles, so it's like, who am I to judge? But it really is kind of a curse of small market.
Right.
Where it's a blessing because of someone like me who roots for a small market team. I go, listen, you can do it through the draft.
Yeah.
You see, the Bucks did it. And we truly have forgotten already that they did, but like, I don't think their fans have.
Right. And I think the talent, like it's the talent distribution is just much greater than we've seen before. Cause you almost felt like, all right, well, where are like the top five players that will always ad nauseum just say out loud or like the dominant players. And now we're having to add more and more players to that list. You're like, there's so many people on the horizon that are like about to reach this next level that, yeah, like you're saying, it's not always about like, well, is it attractive enough for the player to come to your,
because it's like you even hear about, I mean, I'm team Russ. Nothing has made me realize that I'm ready to be a mother more than my true unconditional love of Russell Westbrook. Like it just really bothers me. And then you look at the numbers and it's like, these are his numbers. These are what they've always been. But now he's in LA and now he's with LeBron. And now it's like the spotlight is outside brighter, but this is who he is.
Yeah.
So you're acting like he's in some horrific slump, and he's not. This is how he plays.
For Westbrook, when 15-0, he caught a boogie body.
It's so different than I'm used to.
Yeah, right.
And it's like, listen, over the last 2 years, I've had to root for Philip Rivers and Carson Wentz. And those are two men that you wouldn't have been able to pay me to root for. So it's
Ice coming through.
Yes. And I'm like, oh my God, it's like I got a new boyfriend after my divorce and he's got a job and he likes my kids, you know, like, and he's vaccinated. Like the threshold is so low.
There are people who, especially, I feel like there's more and more newer fans into the game, which is great because, you know, the sport's growing. But I think, there's sometimes there is a little bit of like recency bias where it's like, well, we just won that last championship. Now what's going on with this other stuff? When also we have to look, we're like, we're the tied for the most winningest franchise. So let's operate from a place of perspective in a way.
Yeah. And I know it's not one-to-one, but it's like the Rams just won the Super Bowl. Why don't you talk about that? You know, the Dodgers won the World Series. Like there's just like, there's no, they can't be satiated. When the Cubs finally won, it's like, listen, I get it. You guys have had so much, they're so mad at the Bears all the time. It's like the Blackhawks won 3 Stanley Cups in 5 years. Like, shut up. Just like, take a little happiness, and Cleveland's the only place that can be upset.
Right. I mean, Cleveland is a great example also of like one of these teams that suddenly, again, like nobody was predicting them to be relevant this year, suddenly relevant because of Mobley and Garland, like taking a step up. I love those two. Garland especially. I really, you know, he's, I think, his third year in, but like I love his shot. For some reason, like that he shoots at the peak of his jump, like reminds me of Ray Allen. And I don't know. I love it.
I've been very happy for them. Like that does end up being fun.
Yeah.
I think to see like, you know, the quote unquote
a fun storyline
little guy win or be relevant.
Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back to talk more about how dang good these guys are at basketball.
The 82-game preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code DKHOOPS. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code DKHOOPS, only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring? but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Waiting on a tax return? Hopefully it ends up in your hands. Fraudulent tax returns due to identity theft increased by 30% in 2023. If you're in a bind this tax season, LifeLock can help. LifeLock monitors and alerts you to identity threats you may miss on your own, even if you're careful with your personal information. And if you do become the victim of tax-related identity fraud, LifeLock has U.S.-based restoration specialists ready to help solve identity theft issues on your behalf. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. Why wait for your tax refund in vain? Help protect your information immediately with LifeLock. Go to LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 25% your first year. That's 25% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Identity theft protection starts here.
And we're back. So yeah, just to kind of continue through the absurd amount of skill, because so you have the young guns coming through, the Ja that we've talked about, but LeBron is having just an absurd season. It seems like he can get 50 on any night he feels like expending the energy, essentially. And KD is still just unstoppable. Luka and Trey in particular, like in the period that we were talking about where everybody, there was like a different person putting up 50 every night. Like I think he had two games in a row where he was like in the 40s, like 46, 47 in a row.
Yeah.
But I want to talk about Kyrie. You know, last episode we talked about Ja and like how that block in particular, but like also, you know, the dunk on Poeltl, the full court pass to the falling out of bounds, you know, mid-range jumper with 0.4 left, like were things that I had never seen anyone do. Kyrie has that. Like Kyrie has some of the best ball handling, shot making combined I've ever seen. Like he took the moves from the And One mixtapes that I when I was growing up, I was like, some of these guys are in on it. Like the guys who are like falling over as they're just getting their ankles broken.
Wait, you're watching like Hot Sauce paid that guy to get twisted up.
I'm an And One mixtape conspiracy theorist. or I was until I started seeing Kyrie do it to, you know, other professionals in the NBA. And he's putting it together with like some of the most incredible shot making that you've ever seen.
Irving using the Drummond screen. Oh, Irving! The Crimson Sauce! And the foul! Kyrie! A dagger three!
He has like some dribble moves where it appears he's picking up his dribble, and then if you like watch it slowed down extra, and people are literally like three steps behind him when he gets his shot off. And I don't know, he like puts a spin on his crossover dribbles so they like pop back up into his hand. It feels like the stuff that AI made me realize was possible, like, but done almost in a more like fluid way. It's a beautiful thing to behold, and there's a lot of distraction around him, but I do just like when he has it going, it's really one of the coolest things to watch in the history of the game.
Kyrie has to create something off the dribble. Ooh. Split the defense, goes inside. Oh, he tricked him, Kyrie Irving. Do it to him. And he's fouled.
There was a thread we were talking about in the first episode with KD's eye for like good players, like calling out Ja when he was a freshman at Murray State, I think. And, you know, calling out Devin Booker when he was a rookie and like people weren't onto him yet. There just seems to be a lot of admiration for what he can do, because it is like magic.
Well, you can't argue with it.
Yeah.
When you're watching it and you're like, well, that's like, yeah, like you're saying, even like when the Hezzy comes, I'm even like getting shook watching a clip, and I'm like, oh, and I'm like, okay, yeah. I'm not playing against him, but he sold that hesitation so well. He kind of reminds me of also, like, just to put my old man hat on, is like, you know, Pete Kevin Johnson too. Just like with how, as a guard back then, because, you know, just being so direct, so aggressive, and just being like, I love to score, and I'm going to do that however which way I can. I don't know. There's just a nice, it's nice to see that tradition of, you know, the dynamic point guard kind of continue.
Suns only scored 21 points that third quarter.
But just generally, it does feel like we've gone from a league with LeBron and KD being part of this like bipolar, like Cold War era, you know, power structure, or, you know, and Steph was in there, obviously. But now it's open. It's the Wild West. I'm super excited. I'm excited for the Pacers. Like, I know Sabonis was a tough loss.
You are? I am too.
I love Halliburton, and I love
you too.
I love Rick Carlisle.
So yeah, I'm excited for the playoffs this year because I'm a true free agent. If the Lakers were in contention, I would have to be rooting for them along with my husband. And now I'm like, I really think I'm just going to be able to like root for everyone to have fun, and root for everybody to do their best. Like, it's like, there's not a team that I'm like, oh, I'll be mad if they win.
There is something freeing when you go into like a postseason and you can just be a neutral.
Yeah.
Cause there is a level of like stress that comes along with, you know, putting your emotions into watching your team go through. And now I can be like, yeah, man, I'm just going to kind of watch Joker go off. Love to watch that man's feet go. And, you know, the Suns, I'm sure, will do very, very well. But, yeah, there is a lot of enjoyment available when you can kind of, you know, disconnect yourself from, like, the need or the glory chasing from being, you know, tied to a specific
team. And there's a lot to like. So it's like, oh, I didn't even know I liked them.
Yeah. Even me, I'm like, the Suns, man, they might win it. And in my Laker-centric universe, I'm like, well, not them. But in my mind, I'm like, yeah, why not?
Listen,
why not?
Shaq said that the Lakers would beat the Suns in a series.
And he's played for both teams, so he would know.
He knows.
Yeah. I want Memphis to make a run, a deep run, just because I want to see them continue to like kind of contend for years, and I feel like it would be valuable to them. I'm a Sixers fan. You know, my dad was a NBA coach, for people who didn't know that, and that was the last team he worked for. And so I have some years invested in Embiid, and I just love him and love his game, and it's been a blast to watch him develop. But I'm not such a fan that I'm like, I want to see a team.
It has to be them.
I want to, like last year, for instance, I noticed I was rooting for Giannis throughout, even though I was like, he'd kill the Sixers. Like, but I, so I'm not like at that level of fandom where I'm like strategically rooting for the rest of the league. Right. I'm like, I want to see the Nets make a run. Like, I don't care. Yeah. Like, and if they beat the Sixers, like, that's fine. Cause I just love KD and Kyrie. And I would love to see, you know, the other sign that I'm not like other Sixers fans, I would love to see Ben Simmons kind of get it together and, you know, fit in nicely there.
Oh my gosh, I want him back. I really feel for him.
Yeah.
I love him. And I think it's honestly just because I watched the documentary of him when he was like a teen boy. Yeah. And I also love Zion.
Right.
Absolutely. Although I think he's not coming back this season,
no, he's
right?
No, he's not.
That's what else is exciting is like, so I'm already excited for the Pelicans next year and the Clippers next year because now there's like two great teams. I mean, the Pelicans we'll see, but the Clippers are a contender immediately once they get back to full strength. Like that's exciting. I don't know. The league's very good right now. It's good TV.
Look at us talking like level-headed basketball enjoyers.
I mean.
And then devolving into screaming.
You know, because it's like my team's out.
Yeah.
Miles, I think we can be honest. Your team's probably out. Jack, we're interested to see. We're interested to see. And I love Doc. I would leave CJ in a heartbeat for Doc. Like, he, I just love him. I love his whole family. I love how he traded his grandkids away. Like, he's just my hero. That there's storylines. There's a lot of feel-good, fun, happy things. Even the Celtics, I go, hey, sure, why not?
Yeah, that's where I draw the line. That's where I stop being a level-headed fan. I'm out. Although Tatum, I mean, that is somebody, like, I feel like when people are talking about young, exciting players, they probably don't bring up Tatum as much as they should. But in terms of two-way, like, his defensive numbers are incredible, and he is pretty amazing. And I think they have as good a chance as, like, I would, if I had to predict, I would probably predict the Celtics coming out of the East, which breaks my heart a little bit. All right, let's take one more break and we'll come right back.
The 82 game preseason is in the books and it's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code DKHOOPS. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code DKHOOPS, only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snag a Job's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
And we're back, and we just spent the ad break trying to figure out who the baby's middle name is going to be after.
Well, yeah, because you said we're going to do some trivia, and I'm like, I really let you guys off the hook. Yeah. You still have not guessed my baby's middle name.
So the trivia, it's put together by super producer Jabari Davis. Just some fun stuff from the Pacers that took me down memory lane. Miles, you're playing as well?
Yeah, why not? I haven't seen the answer, so yeah.
All right. Preface this: there is something called pregnancy brain, where you cannot remember.
Don't worry, this isn't to take your Pacers card away.
All right.
Although one of these seems mean, I'm just gonna say Jabari. This one is mean, but all right. So, first question: who is second on the Indiana Pacers all-time scoring list?
Jermaine O'Neal.
No, Reggie Miller leads with 25,279 points. This person is at 12,871.
Wow. I'm honestly shocked it's not Jermaine.
Hmm.
That's who I was going to guess.
Same position as Jermaine.
Is it Dutch Daddy?
Yeah.
Rick Smith?
What? Rick Smith, baby.
Woo! Derek looking, can't find an open man, flips it to the big fella, fake, shoots, and hit!
You know, he's huge into motocross now. 7'4". 7'4".
He's not driving.
Yes, he is.
What?
He is a dirt bike champion. It looks like a circus performer. It's hilarious.
Do they have weight classes in
there? Way to be on brand.
Where the big guys, they're just like, he can keep upright. That's incredible.
No, his hip to the top of his head is the full length of all the other motocross boys.
All right. Next up, and this is obscure. Like I wouldn't have gotten any of these.
Okay, that makes me feel better.
I mean, I could only like think of like the second highest esteemed pacer in my memory to get that answer.
Right.
But at this point now, where I don't
second best haircut Uncharted of hair. All time. In
oh my
his,
god!
His history
when they all
Rick
shave
Smith.
Their heads, poor Rick. Right.
Who is the all-time best defensive rating as a member of the Pacers? This pacer has been mentioned already in the episode.
Rick Smits.
No.
Just going Rick for anything. Smith
might be.
Antonio Davis?
No. He stays working.
Oh, runner test.
You're naming your baby after.
Meta World Peace. Meta yeah. World
oh.
Peace. Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Meta.
That does make sense. That makes sense. Good for him.
So locked down. I remember, like, Jordan never liked anyone's game. And Jordan was like, that is my guy. He
right.
actually seemed like he could shut me down at times. All right, this is the one I was saying was a little bit mean. Who has the most all-time triple doubles in a Pacers uniform?
Why is it mean? No one.
No.
Trick question. The Pacers aren't a team.
Is it like Slick Leonard? Do we have to go back to like the ABA?
No, it's a newly departed.
Oh, Sabonis?
18 triple doubles.
Yeah. Wow.
That's wild.
I have lots of love for Sabonis. He just had a baby. He got married and had a baby too. And I always think he's going to have an accent. It's like, no, he grew up in Portland.
Right.
I had no idea that he didn't have an accent. Yeah. So those are there's one bonus question if needed, but how many times did Reggie lead the league in 3-point field goals made?
I mean, he played for like 15 seasons?
Yeah. This is like low to me. It's only
really?
Two. Yeah.
Oh, I was going to say 11.
Yeah.
But I feel like I feel like it was at a time when there were maybe these like 3-point specialists who were just out there kind of hucking. Yeah.
He led in free throws, I think, like almost every year he was in the league, though. Like free throw percentage.
Yeah, yeah.
Wait, so what year, what seasons was that? That was like
was
in
machine.
What,
93, 95?
Ooh, yeah. 93, 97. 93,
97.
Those were the years, baby.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, any guesses as to my baby's middle name? Do you want another clue?
Yes.
I mean, there's like two clues I could give you, and they both will fully give it away. He's also, I think, a go at podcasting.
Pacers.
And he has not been mentioned yet.
Hmm. Lance Stevens?
Oh, I wish. Lance is a true angel, and I actually am so happy he's back on the Pacers.
The only bad, when you say podcaster, I'm thinking like JJ Redick, but that doesn't even, that's not even close. So
an OG podcaster before any of us, probably.
I don't know.
Fab Five.
Jalen?
Yep.
Wow. That's a great name too.
Okay. Yeah. Cause I was like, it can't be Brad Miller. Cause you're not going to name your milk. The middle name is going to be Brad.
Austin Crozier.
Who hosts all the smoke?
Jalen.
Yeah. Oh, man. What a name. What a player. What a podcaster, too.
His mom invented the name, you know? So we got to give her props, too.
Yeah.
Amazing.
And we're a big Jalen Green family over here, too, obviously. We love any Filipino in the NBA.
Right, of course. Salute. Yeah.
Salute. All right. Well, Megan, thank you so much for staying with us all this time.
Yeah.
Truly, we were honored to have you, and we wish you so much luck with baby Jalen.
middle name Jalen, blank Jalen.
Yeah, yeah. Baby blank Jalen Gailey Toledano.
That's right.
There you go.
That's right. Once I saw how big 10 centimeters was, I said, we are throwing my name on this project. Not a chance your Zion-sized baby's coming out of me and Gailey's going nowhere on him. Mm-mm. Nope.
Where can people find you, follow you, all that good stuff?
Gosh, well, you know, I'm going to be having a baby, so I'm going to be taking a bit of a break. But I do have a couple podcasts I host. Gosh, I'm kind of a Jalen. I have one on Cousin Sal's Sports Network called Megan Fun of Sports that I host with a former Patriots reporter, which is very difficult for my little Colts heart. And then I also host one called I Love a Lifetime Movie. And I just finished working on the second season of Oz with Sam J. That will be coming out on HBO at some point this summer.
Amazing. Well, thank you so much. This has been the second episode of Miles
and Jack Got Mad Boosties.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Awards Watch says Liam Neeson is at his best. Don't miss In the Land of Saints and Sinners. Having left his dark past behind, retired hitman Finbar Murphy, played by Neeson, leads a quiet life in a remote coastal Irish town. But when a menacing crew of terrorists arrive, Finbar is drawn into a vicious game of cat and mouse, forcing him to choose between exposing his secret identity or defending his friends and neighbors. In the Land of Saints and Sinners, from Samuel Goldwyn Films and Sony Pictures Home Entertainment. Watch it now on digital. Rated R.
We're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills. But where do you start? Unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings can seem impossible. HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance and flags errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Saving starts with knowing where to look. Visit HealthLock.com today before you see another healthcare provider.